letters of the Rebbe. So we're up to letter 1531. Brooklyn. Shalom Avraham. The Rebbe says, I received with great joy your letter in which you are notifying the great news that you had a son from Mazel Tov, and I express hereby my blessing, a blessing of Mazel Tov, and may you merit to enter him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu in a good and a successful time. Raise him together with your wife, the Torah, Chupa Maisim Tovim, with peace, soul and peace of the body. As far as asking a order what you should study, so you should consult somebody on where you live with those who know who you are. I look forward for good news about your health, the blessing of Mazel Tov, and good health, proper health for all. Footnote, Rebbe said, Nichta Betzida, what you write about the name, that the name of your wife's father, he's writing to him, was such and such. So, should you give also the name Chaim or not? So, there is known the saying from my father, the Rebbe, as far as names goes, that he used to say Yiddish, and Azal Chazach and Zog Yichnit. In these matters, I don't say. And Hashem should give, it should be for a long life. And possibly we can say about this concept, based on what is explained in the writings of Arizal, who he writes over there, he says, when it's born and the father and the mother call him a name, that's not just a happening. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in their mouth the name of that person that is recognizable to the soul, to that soul. And that name is marked above in the throne of glory as Noda in the Shar HaGilgulim, HaKadomach HaGimel, that's where it comes from. And therefore, you should consult your wife, Shetichya, and your decision should be fitting both physically and spiritually. And as I told you many times, the Rebbe added my name, Chaim, to my name, because that's what my father told me. So that the Rebbe suggested that. I don't even think he said the Rebbe agreed with his proposal, but he said it was concerned to, that's what he told me, that he was concerned that because they had a son who died back in Russia, and he was named after his father, he wanted another name for his father, Tzvi. And he said that the Rebbe suggested to add the name Chaim to the name Tzvi. That's how I got the name Chaim.